This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. South Korea's President Moon Jae-in granted a pardon to former President Park Geun-hye, who is in prison after being convicted of corruption. That's according to the Justice Ministry. Friday, amid a tight presidential race, the 69-year-old Park became South Korea's first democratically elected leader to be thrown out of office when the Constitutional Court upheld a parliament vote in 2017 to impeach her over a scandal that also landed the heads of two conglomerates in jail. One of the business people was the head of Samsung Electronics. In January, South Korea's top court upheld a 20-year prison sentence for Park on the graft charges that finalized her downfall, bringing an end to the legal process and for the first time raising the possibility of a pardon. But Park's predecessor, who was also in prison on corruption charges, was not pardoned. Officials at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are loosening rules that call on healthcare workers to stay out of work for 10 days if they test positive for COVID-19. Those workers will be allowed to come back to work after 7 days if they test negative and do not have symptoms. United Airlines and Delta Airlines on Thursday said they had each canceled dozens of Christmas Eve flights as the spreading COVID-19 Omicron variant takes a toll on its flight crews and other workers. United canceled 120 flights for Friday, while Delta said it was canceling about 90. Both said they were working to contact passengers so they would not be stranded at airports. Delta also cited the threat of inclement weather for those cancellations. And again, officials at the United Airlines and Delta Airlines both said they have each canceled dozens of Christmas Eve flights. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. More than a dozen Western powers on Thursday expressed anger that Russian mercenaries working for the controversial Wagner group have started to deploy in Mali. Those powers accused Moscow of providing material backing for the fighters. The powers involved in the fight against an insurgency in Mali, including Canada, Germany, France, and the United Kingdom, said they firmly condemned the deployment of mercenary troops on Malian territory. It was one of the first official acknowledgments by Western capitals that the deployment of fighters has begun in Mali after months of warnings to the government. But the statement did not say that the presence of Wagner group in Mali would result in a pullout of foreign forces. U.S. President Joe Biden signed a law Thursday virtually banning all imports from the Chinese region of Xinjiang in response to concerns over forced labor. The bill was approved by Congress last week. It bans the import of all goods from the region unless companies offer verifiable proof that production did not involve forced labor. The vote came despite lobbying by U.S. firms, many of which are heavily dependent on Chinese suppliers. Rights experts, witnesses, and the U.S. government say more than 1 million Uyghurs and other Turkic-speaking Muslims are incarcerated in Chinese camps. Beijing describes the sites as vocational training centers. Intel Group has apologized for asking suppliers to avoid sourcing goods from Xinjiang after the shipmaker became the latest foreign brand attacked by state media over the region where authorities are accused of widespread abuses. In a statement on its social media account, the company said the reference to Xinjiang in a letter sent to suppliers was aimed at complying with U.S. regulations. Washington has barred imports of goods from Xinjiang over complaints about mass detentions there of mostly Muslim minorities. Recapping one of our top stories, South Korea's president, Moon Jae-in, has granted a pardon to former President Park Geun-hye, who was in prison after being convicted of corruption. According to the Justice Ministry, Park, who is 69, became the South Korea's first democratically elected leader to be thrown out of office when the Constitutional Court upheld a parliament vote in 2017 to impeach her over a scandal that also landed the heads of two conglomerates in jail. One of the business people was the head of Samsung Electronics. And in January, South Korea's top court upheld a 20-year prison sentence for Park on charges that finalized her downfall, bringing an end to the legal process and for the first time raising the possibility of a pardon. There's more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.